This is an ABC 10 News update.
Hello, I'm Jim Patton with this ABC 10 News update. Today marks the end of the line for the USS Bonham Richard. Almost a year ago, a fire destroyed much of the ship and sent smoke over the skies of San Diego for days. More than 60 personnel, including sailors and civilians, were treated for injuries like heat exhaustion and smoke inhalation. Navy confirms the cause of that fire still under investigation. There will be a small ceremony at Naval Base San Diego before it is towed to a scrapyard. A homeless camp in Oceanside has been mostly cleared out again, but this time it's being done differently. Last week, the Oceanside City Council passed several measures, including a motel voucher program offering up to 30 motel rooms for 3 weeks at a time. If the voucher is refused, a new anti-camping ordinance will allow police to ticket the homeless before removing a tent. About 10 tents remain, and those homeless are now on a waiting list to get a voucher. Well, starting Friday, more fans will be allowed to watch the Padre games at Petco Park. Capacity will be up to 33%. That's about 14,000 people. Padres will also have select sections in the stadium that will be at 67% capacity for fully vaccinated fans or anyone with a negative COVID test within 72 hours of the game. And the timing couldn't be better as the Padres prepare to host their number one rival, the LA Dodgers. Can hear the boos already and the cheers, depending on which side you're going for when you head to the game.
And the sunshine. Can we hear the sunshine as well? Anyways, it'll be great forecast for those return games here at home. Let's go ahead and take you outside, though, where we are blanketed with clouds once again this morning. That'll be the story for the majority of the day. And it is also to thank for a lot of the cool conditions we'll see. We'll see some chances of light rain as well. But once that passes, again, we'll just see very cloudy conditions and cool temperatures. Today's highs around the coast will top out in the lower 60s. And through those inland neighborhoods, we'll top out in the mid to upper 50s. Cooler in comparison to this same time yesterday. Mountain and deserts will also see very gusty winds at times, ramping up to 60 miles per hour, especially through the evening. Well, if you can bear with these cool temperatures, we have relief towards the latter part of your work week. And then we have even warmer temperatures as we look ahead to next weekend. We will get about 30 degrees warmer as we look ahead to Sunday, once high pressure rebounds. Jim.
Yeah, overall, it sounds pretty good. Vanessa, thank you very much. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, go to 10news.com or download our free 10 News app in your app store. For ABC 10 News, I'm Jim Patton.